The winter of 1950 was brutal, but it taught us a valuable lesson that would carry us through the more difficult times ahead. We learned that, from then on, if we wanted to survive, we had to think and work as a team. In this way, we managed to pull the boards down from all the unbroken windows, clean the house as best we could, and settle all our needs for the long winter. We were fortunate to have enough wood left at the house, or we might have frozen to death. We kept the wood-burning stove running constantly that winter. Grandmother delegated to the older girls in tones that to an outsider might have seemed harsh, but it was necessary. And besides, she had always been just strict enough to prepare us for times like these. We loved her very much, and never stopped showing her just how much she meant to all of us. Even during the most difficult times, she would often lead us in stories, and we would all break into laughter. We always made time to hug and kiss each other. We freely said, "I love you," especially to Grandmother Aisha. In her long life, she had been through hell and back, but she never hesitated to show us that beautiful smile framed with those rosy cheeks of hers.